Welcome to a deep dive into Between Jeans and Memes by Krishna Kumar. We're going to be kind of extracting some philosophical gems from this book. So think of it as like a crash course on navigating our crazy modern world.
Yeah.
You know, just for you, ready to unlock your inner philosopher.
Let's do it. Kumar has this fascinating concept where he compares life to a game between genes, the fixed traits we inherit, and memes, which are all the fluid bits of cultural information kind of swirling around. It's like we're dealt a hand of cards or genes, but then have to play in this constantly changing game with new rules and opponents. Those pesky memes.
Okay, I love where this is going. So we're stuck with our genes. That's our hand. No redeals. But the memes, ideas, trends, beliefs, those are in constant flux. It's less about the cards we're dealt and more about how we adapt our playing style, right?
Exactly. Kumar isn't saying genes don't matter. He's emphasizing the interplay we need to master that ever-changing world of memes while also acknowledging the foundation we're working with. This is key to navigating the information overload we face every single day.
So how do we get better at this whole gene meme game? Any pro tips from Kumar?
He stresses the importance of thinking like an outsider. Kumar uses the example of a CEO who shakes things up by approaching problems with a fresh perspective. They aren't bogged down by the company's existing assumptions and biases.
It's like that feeling when you finally learn a new skill. Suddenly you see all the ways you could have been doing things better all along. Everything clicks into place.
Precisely. It's about breaking free from our ingrained patterns and being open to new ways of seeing the world. Kumar calls these perspective-shifting moments Darjeeling tea moments.
Okay, tell me more about these Darjeeling tea moments. It sounds transformative.
Imagine you think you know what tea tastes like.
Mm.
Then boom, you have Darjeeling for the first time. This completely unique flavor that changes your entire understanding of tea. These are the experiences Kumar wants us to chase, the ones that shatter our preconceived notions and reveal a whole new dimension to our understanding.
So it's not just about learning new facts.
Mm.
It's about having your entire worldview rocked those aha moments that fundamentally change how you see everything. How do we actively seek those out?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's highly personal. Kumar encourages us to reflect on our own experiences. What was a moment in your life where a single experience, a conversation, or even a book shifted your perspective so profoundly that you were never quite the same? That's a Darjeeling tea moment.
I like that.
And they can really come from anywhere, right? Like, it's not like you have to go on some big retreat to, like, find this perspective shifting thing. It could just be, like you said, a conversation or...
Totally.
Yeah.
It really can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Kumar also talks about the pitfalls of chasing external validation. He calls it the tyranny of superficial status. What's that all about?
Yeah. It's that feeling of constantly being bombarded with images of what we're, you know, quote-unquote supposed to want, like perfect vacations, tons of followers online, you name it. And we end up chasing someone else's definition of success instead of like actually sitting down and defining it for ourselves.
Right. It's like we're all stuck on this hamster wheel of comparison, trying to keep up with everyone else's highlight reels and never feeling quite good enough.
Precisely. Kumar urges us to kind of break free from that cycle. True fulfillment, he says, comes from pursuing what truly matters to us as individuals, not chasing someone else's version of the American dream or whatever it is.
Yeah, easier said than done, right? It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else is doing anyway. Speaking of things that are easier said than done, Kumar uses a rather striking analogy, the chicken's life analogy, to talk about our illusions of safety and security. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's a bit jarring but effective. Kumar describes a chicken being raised for slaughter, completely oblivious to its fate, right? And it's this powerful way of highlighting how our sense of security can be this complete illusion.
Hmm.
You know, the world throws curveballs, things change in an instant.
It's a stark reminder that we're not always in control, even when we think we are.
Exactly. And we may not be able to control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond.
Mm.
That's where adaptability comes in, you know, being able to pivot and adjust to those unexpected circumstances as they come our way.
So in this world that's constantly throwing Darjeeling tea moments and D-curveballs our way, how do we even begin to process it all? Especially with like the sheer volume of information that's coming at us every single day.
That's where Kumar's distinction between content relevance and content resonance is so important, right? Like we're bombarded with content, but how much of it truly resonates with us on a deeper level?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break that down for me. What's the difference?
So think of it this way. Content relevance is like getting a newsfeed tailored to your interests. Like,
mm-hmm.
algorithms are pretty good at that these days, but content resonance, that's about finding material that sparks something deeper within us. You know, it's not just about being informed. It's about being moved, challenged, inspired.
So it's about being more mindful of the information that we consume choosing quality over quantity, and actively seeking out content that really speaks to us on an emotional and intellectual level.
Yeah.
It's about curating that meme diet, right? Mm. Like, what are we feeding our minds? And speaking of feeding our minds, Kumar also challenges that traditional model of education.
Here.
You know, saying it often falls short in preparing us for this rapidly changing world.
Yeah, he's not a huge fan of, like, the factory model of education.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of churning out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like cookie cutter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he sees so much potential, you know, in online platforms and self-directed learning to gain these really relevant skills, like coding, for example. So it's about being a student of life, you know, constantly adapting and evolving.
So it's not just about what we learn in school, but how we approach learning throughout our entire lives.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Kumar also talks about this interesting idea of gamifying work and life. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, it's about tapping into, I think, our innate desire for challenge and accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think back to being a kid, the excitement of, like, a new project, the satisfaction of, like, completing a task. You know, Kumar suggested bringing that same energy to our work and even our personal lives. You know, break down your goals into these smaller projects with, like, clear milestones, celebrate those wins along the way.
Yeah. So instead of another daunting to-do list, it's like we're creating this more engaging and, dare I say, fun experience for ourselves.
Exactly. It's about finding that joy and purpose in the process, not just focusing on the end result. And it ties in really beautifully with his overarching message of finding meaning in this world of distractions.
It's so easy to get pulled in a million different directions,
mm-hmm.
especially in our hyper-connected world.
Yeah.
Any tips from Kumar on how to stay grounded amidst the chaos?
He talks a lot about deep work, you know, carving out that dedicated time for focused effort. It's about creating systems that support our goals and values, not just relying on willpower, because as we know, willpower is fleeting.
It's your 1 minute, gone the next.
Totally.
Especially if you're hungry.
Especially if you're hungry. Exactly.
Well said. So to wrap up our deep dive into between genes and memes, it seems like this key takeaway is this. We have more agency than we often realize in shaping our experiences.
Yeah.
You know, it's about being mindful of the information we consume, the experiences we seek out, and ultimately how we choose to show up in the world.